Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Goldfish, the animals, not the crackers, are beautiful and inexpensive pets, and they're known for being pretty hardy, which is why many of us received one as an early pet, perhaps with less preparation and equipment than is actually required. Which is why, lacking an appropriate tank with a filter and water pump, many of us checked in on our fish a few days later to find it floating upside down, motionless. In our youthful innocence and curiosity, we might have wondered, is that how fish sleep? It's hard to tell when a fish is sleeping because they don't have eyelids, at least not ones that close completely over their eyes, obscuring their vision like ours do. But scientists know that fish do rest, and some have very interesting ways of doing it. A fish don't sleep the same way that you or your dog or any other mammal does. Most don't seem to experience cycles of rapid eye movement or REM. Though, to be fair, we might just not know how to recognize dream state activity in these animals. For example, research on zebrafish suggests that they experience similar brain activity to REM sleep. And other researchers have observed an octopus changing colors while sleeping, which may suggest that it was dreaming. Still, scientists have observed that many species of fish rest. This is a period of restoration when their metabolic functions slow and they're less active. Some fish, like reef sharks, lay still at the bottom of the ocean or inside caves when they sleep. These sharks have a unique anatomical feature called a spiracle that forces water out of the shark's gills so that they can continue to breathe. While they're resting, they're not as responsive to their surroundings. But some species of sharks and tuna must keep swimming to breathe because they don't have spiracles to keep water flowing over their gills. In their cases, scientists hypothesize that they shut off half of their brains, which is what dolphins do. They slow their breathing and move more slowly, but are still somewhat responsive to their environment. But some fish species, like the Spanish hogfish, are known to sleep very soundly. So soundly, in fact, that divers can touch them and even move them to the surface without disturbing their slumber. Some relatively deep sleepers create their own protection. A parrotfish, for instance, create enough mucus to form a cocoon around themselves at night when they stop moving. This mucus blanket is likely used to keep blood-sucking parasites from clinging to them while they sleep. And clownfish bury themselves in sea anemones to protect themselves from predators while they sleep. Like humans, fish have biological clocks that tell them when to be alert and awake and when to rest. Some sleep during the day and some sleep at night. These tendencies primarily evolved based on when they're more or less likely to be attacked by predators or what the best times are to find a meal. One of the more bizarre sleeping habits of the ocean is experienced by loaches, which float to the top of the water and remain completely still when they sleep for short periods. So if your pet fish is a loach and it's motionless at the top of the tank, it could very well be sleeping. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said about that pet goldfish, which tend to rest toward the bottom of their habitat, not upside down near the surface. Today's episode is based on the article "Do Fish Sleep?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written appropriately by Allison Troutner. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.